freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number 2, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll talk to you about anything.
Absolutely anything.
You can call in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Bring up your personal life. Bring up a political issue. Whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com where you'll find live streaming. We've got a broadband version of the show, and we've got the dial-up version as well. It's all free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. And I think that the interest in the Free State Project is going to continue to grow, especially as our government continues to grow.
Absolutely.
I think that more and more people are going to really realize that what we're saying is true, that it really is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. I think it's your best chance, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe other chances, but certainly your best. 800-259-9231. So we've been going through a bunch of issues. We talked about property rights. We talked about zoning. We talked about the size of government and security and the fact that Americans are just totally oblivious to the loss of their freedoms.
Ignorant. Ignorance is bliss.
I personally don't believe that's the case. I mean, maybe it's because I'm just not ignorant enough. Maybe that's what it is.
I think at a point like this, you have to believe that people just, they see what's on the news. They see everything that's going on. They read it in the newspapers and just say, huh.
Well, what can I do about that?
I can't really do anything. Just sit here and take it,
I
suppose.
Might as well show them my papers, because that's what's coming soon, everybody.
Yep.
Coming soon, maybe roadblocks. Maybe terrorist checkpoints, where everybody has to show their... If I can think of it, so can they.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Last night, we touched on some intellectual property issues on the show, and we got a deluge of emails about them. We can't read them all, because a lot of them repeat certain points that other emailers made, but I think this one encompasses some of the multiple points that were made over and over again.
Yes.
This one from Chris. He says, hey guys, just listening to your show tonight and I have some comments. First of all, it's not a black and white issue, but I'm going to try and tackle it in the way that I see fit. I agree that yes, you can't stop others from taking ideas such as a general theme of a movie, video game, or a song. For example, a horror movie, first-person shooter, or whatever. So he's saying that you can't patent the idea of a first-person shooter.
Right. You can't patent a genre,
right,
is what he's saying.
If you literally rip off specific characters, songs, song samples, or full songs, and plots from a movie, or a video game, he says that he believes that's stealing. How do you feel about that, Jason? Is that stealing?
Taking an exact replica of the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. He thinks it's stealing, and therefore he thinks it's wrong. Not only that, but in a totally free market, if you are not allowed to get reparations, as you're suggesting, then not only is the original author getting ripped off, but that just discourages them from producing future projects. And I totally see where he's coming from.
Sure.
I totally understand it. And he goes on to give some examples here. I'll just go run through this. How could this be? Well, it's simple. These producers, writers, and directors make these songs for profit. Now, where's the incentive to produce anything if you know that any Yahoo can come along and just jack your specific ideas? I mean, some bonehead out of his basement could rip a script from Steven Spielberg and yet keep the Spielberg name but go and finish the movie using his half-assed ideas that he got from going to a matchbook college. He says, I'm not saying that we need more regulation, but I feel the copyright laws really do quite a bit of good. Because not only does it actually protect ideas from being ripped, but it also helps deter old Johnny Ripoff from damaging the reputation of a true artist under a false pretense.
Yes.
And I totally see where he's coming from.
And I agree with him for the most
mm-hmm.
part. When somebody puts their time, their effort, and their money into a project, into recording an album, producing a video game or a movie or
right.
anything along those lines, you're expending a lot in order to get this created.
Yes.
And to have it stolen, if it's someone verbatim takes every note, every song,
mm-hmm.
every lyric to a song you wrote, That is theft. They're preventing you from making money that you deserve.
Ah, see, that's where I disagree. I'm sorry.
So,
By creating music, or creating a movie, or a video game, yes, it takes effort. Yes, it takes, you have to put time in. You have to, if you're doing a video game, you have to code. I mean, gosh, that's a real pain. I mean, writing lines of code. And in the music industry, you've got to tweak the sound. You got to get it just right. You got to master the disc. You got to do the design of the packaging and everything like
right.
that. But I'm sorry, you do not deserve anything for doing that work. That's like
Why
saying
not?
That you could put out a CD full of white noise and that you deserve some sort of compensation because it took you a lot of effort to go out and put together that CD of white noise. You only get compensation when you've earned it. Now, just because you do the hard work doesn't mean that anybody's going to want to buy what you have, and so
sure.
therefore you don't deserve it. So I think that's the wrong word to use, period. Now, I
okay.
see where you guys are coming from. If Britney Spears puts out a new album, and then Lindsay Lohan decides that she likes that album, she puts her name on the album and just releases it as her album, that could be problematic. That's
right,
where
that's
you're
what, and that's
from.
What I'm saying.
Right, that's where you're coming from.
But that would be A-okay in Ian land?
I'm not saying that would be okay. I wouldn't support an artist like that.
Sure,
and,
you wouldn't.
And I think that...
But it would be allowed.
I think that the market would be able to come up with a solution to it. I can't tell you what that solution would be. We could sit here and brainstorm an idea as to how we could get along without having copyright law, without having patent law. And I think in this case, I think that the original is something that people like to buy. I think that people
yes.
like to know they're buying the original. I mean, that's why you can pay $5 for a print of a Picasso, but the original Picasso is going to be $5.5 billion or $1 million or however much the original would go for.
Right.
So I think
that metaphor isn't really apt. I mean, we're talking about a one-of-a-kind painting, not a song that's written to be mass-produced.
I think in the case of a song, that the original artist can market his or herself as being the original artist. I mean, if Britney Spears puts out... Let's create this... mythical
okay.
free market.
Okay.
Britney Spears releases a new album, and then Lindsay Lohan, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and five other girls take the album, put their name on it, and try to start selling it. Now, how's the market going to determine who really created the album? Is it possible for the market to determine that? Of course,
yes.
It must be.
Yes, yes, it is. The market will definitely out the fakers,
right?
The ones who just slap their name on somebody else's album.
And so, therefore, the people who are the fans of the original artist are going to be more likely to rally behind her and defend... Well, we know she's the real artist, and we can prove it. Here's the evidence that she's the real artist behind these, you know, behind these discs. It sounds...
But it's still stealing.
It sounds circuitous, and it sounds... I don't think you can call it stealing because it's... It's not anybody's property that's being stolen. It's an idea. That's
okay.
all.
Okay, okay. Joe Schmo.
If you went in and stole a carton full of Britney Spears CDs and took them and relabeled them, that would be stealing.
Okay, let's say Joe Schmo in any town USA, he's listening to the radio one day, comes across Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
And he says, I really like this show, and my name happens to be Ian, so this is my show now. I'm going to market it as my show.
Good luck.
And what if he starts trying to sell the archives, money off?
Good luck. If he's better at doing Free Talk Live than we are, then he probably deserves to be compensated for. He probably could get some money from it. But you know, the reason why Free Talk Live is here instead of the various other talk shows that might be in our place is because I did the footwork for it. I made the phone calls. I did what is necessary, and I'm still making the calls to make this show happen. If I just sat back, rested on my laurels, or borrowed somebody else's ideas, I probably wouldn't be as successful. This show wouldn't be as successful. So I think there's a lot of factors that go into this. We'll explore it a little bit more coming up. If you've got some thoughts, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. ¶¶
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org. Or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with hundreds of users, thousands of posts, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And again, the number, 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about intellectual property.
We are.
And whether or not ideas should be free. And that is the position that I've come to. Now, I used to be all for intellectual property.
Right.
And I also used to be for restricting immigration as well. So I've certainly changed my opinions on the issues over time. And I'm not someone who is totally static. I've got a dynamic personality. I have the ability to continue to change my mind if I'm presented with the right evidence. I can't say my mind is made up. I'm not. It hasn't been.
Right. But you have to give yourself room to evolve.
Absolutely. From what from the information that I've absorbed about this issue, I have to say that ideas should be free. And I don't think that even though you thought of the idea, I don't think that means that you own it. You can do your best to protect that idea, but once it gets out there, how dare you try and tell people that they can't share that idea?
Because I wrote it. It's mine. I signed my name at the bottom.
Well, then that means that that you have a monopoly privilege on your idea. And that's, personally...
And why the hell not?
Well, I think that...
Why shouldn't you have a monopoly privilege over what comes out of your own gray matter?
Well, now, according to Keith, who emailed us at ftl@freetalklive.com, he actually says that the Constitution supports your side, Jason. He says he was listening to our podcast. He's got a few issues with some of the comments that I made about intellectual property. I began by reading an email from someone who modified their Xbox to run games they could not buy. In my opinion, that individual is breaking the laws described in the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8, which says, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. That's called monopoly privilege. That's called the government forcing other people to not use an idea that you allegedly created. The idea that I came up with the idea for a program called Cop Watch, and I've explained this to you before. The idea is people go around with video cameras and
watch the cops.
Right, well, find the police on the street and approach and videotape, and therefore protect the person who's being harassed by the police and make sure the police behave in the manner they're supposed to. I came up with that without knowing. Honestly, without knowing that somebody over in Berkeley, California, thousands of miles away, had come up with and executed the exact same idea.
With the same title?
Yes, with the exact same title. So if one person can think it up, so can another person. Why is it necessarily the case that the person who thinks it up first is somehow benefited by this government force, this monopoly privilege that is bestowed upon that person? It's basically the idea is by registering your patent or your copyright or whatever, you're getting the government to back up your idea with guns. You're pointing guns at me and you're saying, if you put the words, the letters COPWATH... on a videotape, and you sell it, you're violating my monopoly privilege, and I'm going to put you in jail for it. That seems asinine to me, personally. It seems like the abrogation of individual rights. The idea that I can't use an idea, the concept that I can't use an idea.
You know, it's really funny. It protects your individual rights while at the same time assailing your individual rights.
But it doesn't protect your individual rights. And that's what I'm arguing for. You don't have a right. You don't have a natural right to ideas. You have the right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and there's a few other things in there, and the freedom of speech and all the other, you know, the right to bear arms. But you don't have a right to your ideas. You can protect them all you want. You know, put them under encryption. Do whatever sort of free market methods that you can to prevent others from getting a hold of your precious ideas. But once they get out there, you're screwed because regardless of whatever the government has granted as far as monopoly privilege, as we can see with music piracy and television piracy and all the other piracy going on, most people don't really care about your monopoly privileges. They're going to go ahead and share your ideas regardless of how you feel about it or not. And to suggest that you would put people in jail for doing it, I think, is even more asinine. Let me go with the rest of Keith's email here.
Go right ahead.
He makes some good points, and he's very thoughtful. He says, let me explain by using an analogy. Let's say I'm an author of Western novels, and I make my living by selling books. As an author, my books are just a collection of words arranged to make a story. I have not invented any new words, nor have I created any new boy-meets-girl plots. My books are unique by creating new characters in uncommon places. The books are my creation, and therefore I feel that the story is my property. I think that you would agree that as a creator of a book, I'm the property owner of the book. I agree that if you actually put together some pages, bind together some pages, and have a book in your hands, you own that property. That's tangible. That's real property. Intellectual property is not the same. It doesn't follow the same rules. There's no supply limitation on ideas. Ideas are unlimited.
But the ideas are always manifested into tangible property.
Okay, fine. And let me give you an example of where I'm coming from then. You've seen, what's it called? Batman, Batman, it's not a actual Batman film.
Batman Dead End.
Batman Dead End.
Starring Clark Bartram.
Yes. You've seen Batman Dead End.
I have.
Okay, now Batman Dead End is a independent film. It has nothing to do with DC Comics.
It's a fan film.
It has, yeah, it's made by somebody who really loves Batman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They really love aliens and predators because they appear in the film as well.
Yes.
So it's basically Batman versus aliens versus predators.
And it's very entertaining.
It's very entertaining. It's very well produced. I mean, the costumes look great. You would think it's not just some kids that made a little paper mask to look like the Predator or something. They got real, honest to goodness, Predator Hollywood quality, studio quality headgear and outfits and things like that.
They sure did.
And the Batman outfit was really good as well.
Yeah, of course the acting was. Ooh, subpar. But
the acting was a little on the cheesy side. But what do you want?
Yeah.
And my point is. Is that a violation of intellectual property law?
You know, it's tough.
The concept here is, since I created this character, it's mine. It's mine, it's mine. You can't use it. But what if I can do a better job with your character? Isn't it possible that somebody else out there could write a more entertaining plot with your characters than you could?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why should they be prevented from doing that? Why
I'm
should
not,
they
I'm
be
not
prevented
saying they should.
From building
I'm,
on your idea?
I'm saying that... Somebody ought... You can't take a movie. You can't take the Batman movie starring Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton and just, I'm going to call this guy in a goofy-looking cowl man.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's mine. I changed it, and it's mine. Even though it's the same content, same actor, same line, same
But it's no more
everything.
Yours than it is anyone else's. Under what I'm suggesting...
Right, that
only
thoughts are free.
It's
free
only
thoughts,
yours,
everyone.
Yeah, it's only yours in your mind.
Oh, yeah, just because you think of it doesn't make it yours.
Who's going to buy the Man in the Mask or whatever the hell you called it? Nobody's going to buy that. They're going to buy Batman because you're not going to be able to market your movie in the same way that the original production company made it or is going to market it. You're not going to be able to compete with them.
But what if somebody can?
Then they should be able to, as far as I'm concerned. I think that ideas, again, if somebody creates characters, as our emailer is pointing out, he's created characters, and they might be great ideas. It's the ultimate compliment that someone picks up those characters, runs with them, and creates their own, like you're saying, fan fiction.
Yeah.
There are people that do this on the internet all the time.
Oh,
people
yeah.
who are obsessed with movies like Batman or Aliens and Predator.
Or Star Wars.
Or Star Wars or Star Trek, who write their own scripts and write their own plots about these characters. Now, they're
great.
Not selling them, okay? They're not selling them, which is why they're not being prosecuted. But nonetheless, they're still using those ideas. They're building on those characters. And I think that they should be able to profit from that. 800-259-9231. But that contradicts what you just said.
It contradicts.
More coming up.
More
coming up. We'll get back to Keith's email. He's got some more good points. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
The Thursday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. We got calls rolling in. We're going to get to them here shortly. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, we send you an update and come straight to your email box, and you're one of the first people to know about it. So
yep.
When I sent the update earlier today, when I posted the Fox 13 interview that we did, here in Tampa Bay on Monday, I finally got that posted up on the site. The people who were on the updates list knew about it first.
Unless they saw the piece in Tampa Bay.
Well, yeah, of course they could have seen it live, yes. But for those of you who are in the rest of the country,
right,
you knew about it first. So there you go. Sign up for the updates at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the calls. We're talking about intellectual property. Lloyd in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Hello.
How you doing?
Excellent, Lloyd.
I think I've been involved in creative stuff for a long time. And I still, even on college level as well as doing the independent project. And I come up with ideas, and then I see somebody else using it, right? Especially on a school level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody apologized to me for using it. I said, why bother? I said, I have a million more.
Yeah.
I said, so where did you get them from? I said, from everybody else. Right?
I think that's a great point.
But, everybody is influenced by someone else. If you look at any artistic project, a little piece of this or a piece of that or a style or
totally.
or something is taken from some other group or some other even people copy language from other people.
You're absolutely right, Lloyd. We were talking about a similar concept last night, which is the creation of wealth. To create new wealth, you take wealth that is already created and combine it with a new idea. You take a natural resource or some other thing that someone else has already created, an idea where the patent has expired, and you can use it then and to create new wealth, which is basically what you're talking about. Somebody who paints a new painting, as you say, is influenced by other artists in the past. They've taken their ideas and combined them into a totally new idea and created a new painting, a new piece of property, a new wealth.
Well, Picasso, he was notorious for that. People used to hide their paintings because he could walk through and take little elements from what they did just by looking at them at a glance and incorporate it into his own work.
Interesting.
Right. Right. So, there was a suit against Spielberg on E.T. They said, some woman wrote a story and this went on for years. A while back, so everybody is always like taking some idea from something else and incorporating it into their point of view.
They say borrow from the best. Take some ideas, but I personally give credit. I've definitely taken some ideas from people in the past. Give credit to my influences at freetalklive.com. I have no problem doing that. So, Lloyd, we're with you, man. Anything else on your mind?
I worked on a live TV program which also had animation, a little outtake kind of comedy stuff involved. And anybody came up with an idea, and somebody else would go for it and do it. But not the idea person wasn't always the person that actually produced the product.
Sure.
But they would take it one step further and incorporate their idea. And everybody gave their ideas away in order to get the product out.
Well, in order to get other ideas back as well, you know,
right.
to benefit from the ideas that would come back. I think ideas should be free. Thanks for the call, Lloyd. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason.
Hey, guys. I've got a good article about the intellectual property. I think I've brought it up before on the BBS system by Ayn Rand. It's called Patents and Copyright. And she says the subjects of patents and copyrights is intellectual property. And the gist I'm getting from it is that if you think of something, you have the right to it, but you have to go put it in some type of way you can hold it and feel the property.
Well, that's what the idea behind copyright is.
Yeah.
As soon as you create something,
it
is copyrighted. And if it's dated, it's copyrighted.
Right. Yeah. And
So Free Talk Live show tonight is automatically copyrighted. We don't have to seek that out under the system that we have. And actually, I've got a paper. You said you posted it on BBS. I have not posted this, but I might as well do that. By Stephen Kinsella from the Journal of Libertarian Studies, the Mises Institute, which is entitled "Against Intellectual Property," where I've pulled some of I borrowed some of his ideas and have been using them here on the air. And I haven't actually read through the entire thing yet. I'm about halfway through it. And obviously, I haven't internalized it all, but he addresses some of the things that Rand has to say about it, and he addresses a variety of other opinions on intellectual
property. I'll read that when you post it. And she says, by the very nature, and this is, I'm quoting her, of the right on which intellectual property is based, a man's right to the product of his mind, and that right ends with him. And he cannot dispose of that which he cannot know or judge.
Well, Ayn Rand isn't a libertarian. She's an objectivist. So I'm not necessarily a fan of hers. Do you have any personal thoughts, Brandon?
Well, I approve of the fact that if I think of something and I copy it and I patent it, the right to that should be mine.
Well, so it seems, but the other side of patent law is that it grants people, like I was talking about before, a monopoly privilege. Now, who is to determine how long the patent is supposed to run for? Who's going to determine that?
That's a good question. The Constitution says temporary, but it doesn't give a specific.
So somebody in Washington, D.C., these people that we normally don't trust, are going to decide and have decided in the past how long a patent will be before it expires, and then everybody else can borrow your idea.
Yeah.
Why is it that 10 years is the right number, and I don't even know if that's the current number. Why isn't 20 years the right number, or why isn't 75 years the right number? Because that's how it is for copyright. It's 70, like lifetime plus 70 years. Who determines these things, and why do they get to determine them?
You got a point there, and it's something to think about.
Yeah, there's a lot to think about in this issue that most people don't think about, and that's why we're trying to explore it here on Free Talk Live. Brandon, great call as always. Thanks, dude.
I'll see
you later.
800-259-9231. Yeah, I promise I will post this on the bulletin board system for everybody to take a look at.
Yeah, I don't like all the bureaucratic gobbledygook that surrounds these copyright laws and whatnot. I can't deal with the idea that ideas are just out in the open.
I know, it's hard to imagine.
It's
hard to conceptualize, just like the free market is hard to conceptualize. It's hard to understand how the free market might, how this would work under a free market.
Well, I have no doubt that the free market could very aptly take care of any problems brought up by this. But I still don't.
It would be different.
It
would be totally, totally different. And let me get back to Keith's email here, and he might touch on a few more points. So he was talking about the novels that he writes, the Western novels. He says, since I'm the owner and the contents belong to me and me alone, it's my right to sell or give away as many of my books as I choose. It shouldn't matter whether I publish my book in the traditional bound paperback or as an e-book. It's up to me to control the quantity and price of my books. If I choose to publish 100,000 books and sell them for $15, or publish 50 and sell them for 50 cents, it should be my decision. So let's say that I publish 10,000 of my Western book online and I'm all sold out. Also, the owner of the Xbox was unable to purchase a copy of my online book. However, he he has a friend that purchased a copy, and the friend agrees to help him out by making a backup copy to try. The friend has the right to use the book in any way he prefers, since it's his book. He can read it at his leisure or not at all. He can let his friend borrow the book. He can give it away as a gift. He can burn it. Or he can use it as in an outhouse while camping. How the friend uses the book is of no concern of mine. However, it is my concern when the friend makes a copy. The friend's violating my rights as the owner of the contents in the book. Well, I say that you don't own ideas. We'll come back with more of this. It's Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number, and you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever you want. Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. You can also go to freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can grab some archives there. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived, described right there on the front page of the site. There's no logging in required. There's no membership fee. In fact, as you scroll down through there, all we ask you to do is just cast a vote or two for us at great sites like podtower.com.
That require nothing more than your email address.
Pretty much, yeah. So freetalklive.com, lots of stuff there, all on the house. We're talking about intellectual property. Reading an email from Keith, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Keith's saying that I had mentioned society would be better off if there were no limits on intellectual property. He says, I was shocked by a libertarian making such a statement. Is that really what you meant? I'm sure it was a slip. You can't have it both ways. You can't be for personal liberty and society rights at the same time. You have to be for individual rights or not. And actually, Keith, you just must have misunderstood me. I think what I might have said was that society would be better off without intellectual property, or the so-called, you know, the monopoly privilege, as I like to call it. But I think that the people who argue for intellectual property make similar statements. The people who argue for intellectual property say things like, well, if it weren't for intellectual property, society would be worse off because nobody would create anything. That's their argument. So they make similar arguments just on the other side of the coin. I think it's totally fine for libertarians to talk about what will happen to society because we want to change society. We want society to be free. I support individual rights completely. It's just that some libertarians disagree on this issue.
Yes.
There are some key issues amongst the Libertarian Party and amongst people who call themselves libertarians where there are some vehement disagreements on. And intellectual property is definitely one of the most polarizing,
yeah,
I think. And it's something that I'm still learning about. I did post, as promised, on the bulletin board system, the Against Intellectual Property essay, which is 52 pages long, so it's a bit to pour through.
Yeah.
But actually about half of it is citation. Like most of it is, there's some pages where there's a paragraph of the actual paper, and then the rest of the page is all citation. So it's interesting. He goes on to say that one further point I have a problem with was that you mentioned that performers, artists, and big businesses can afford it if some Robin Hood or pirate makes a copy. Again, I refer to the comments above. You have to be for individual rights or not. Whether I can afford the cost or not should never be an issue. And I don't think that I quite said things that way, and if I did, I didn't intend to. I'm not trying to legitimize what people do by saying that, oh, you can steal cable, your cable company can afford it. That's not what we're about. No, absolutely not. I mean, if you buy a if you want a service from somebody, you should pay for it. What I'm saying is the providers, the game creators, the music creators, the television people, they can't stop it. That's all I'm saying.
No, they can't.
And to suggest that they could by putting people in jail is totally asinine. The idea that you would put your fans in jail, Metallica, or whoever,
yes,
is silly.
It is silly. Because file sharing, let's talk about music.
Mm-hmm.
File sharing is so beneficial to the artists. It draws in more attention to the artist through people sharing their music, saying, hey, I have this song by this band, and it's super great. Let me send it to you. And then you listen to it. I mean, it creates interest in a band.
Absolutely.
or something, whatever the person's putting out.
But it could be argued that file sharing creates more interest in bands that aren't normally acquiring interest,
yes,
at least by record labels.
It's a great way to get yourself out there. Get known.
Which is why they're so scared, which is why the record labels are literally lashing out against the fans and against people who are file sharing, because they see this as change, and it is. Technology is forcing the music industry to change.
Yes.
People, by their nature, don't like to change. They will resist it at every possible opportunity. That's just the nature of being a person. You drive to work the same direction every day because that's what you're used to. Sure, you could take the scenic route from time to time, but you usually don't because you're just used to going that one way. And it's why change? Why change?
It worked. If it ain't broke, why fix it?
That's the attitude of a lot of people. Well, the rest of society, to use that term again, the rest of the world is moving on. Your model is becoming antiquated. And nobody should be obligated to be forced to stay with your model. And I'm talking about the distribution model for the music industry. The way you're doing it, it's time to move on. And if you're not willing to do it, you're going to die. And no amount of people that you put in jail is going to fix your problems. It might make it feel a little bit better to huff and puff and puff out your chest and say, we're issuing 400 subpoenas to college students this week. It's not making you look good.
Oh, it certainly isn't.
That's for sure. It's going to change the music business. It's going to make it so smaller artists get more attention. And really, smaller artists are in many cases more talented than the record label people.
I would say in most cases. You see, I have some serious gripes with the music industry.
We're going to come back with your serious gripes. Jason's gripes coming back here, 800-259-9231. Times, they are a-changing, whether you like it or not. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. More coming up.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and anything goes here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
So moments remain, talking about intellectual property, talking about all kinds of different stuff, as always, tonight. But we kind of got on to the subtopic of music and the music industry. And you said you had a few things to say about that.
I'm pissed off.
What about?
Really pissed off. Music industry, as a whole. I would say since about the 70s, the industry has been manufacturing what people are going to listen to. Essentially telling people what you're going to like and what you're going to listen to with the advent of disco. Mm-hmm. I would put the genesis of this at disco music.
You got a problem with Staying Alive? What's wrong with that?
I got problems with Staying Alive. I got problems with the Bee Gees and Donna Summer and the whole lot of them.
Okay.
Because they're not making real music.
Hmm.
Okay, I won't go that far. I'll say they're making...
I was going to say individuals' opinions on music
differ
widely.
They're making music, but... It's not in them. It's in the record company saying, hey, you know, we could mold you into what we like.
Mm-hmm.
We could mold you to be another Donna Summer or another
right.
Beach
the next
Boys,
Madonna.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that trend continues for 7 to 10 years.
You're suggesting that they put out homogenous content during
yes.
a time, a
yes.
time
right,
period.
Say, for instance, right now, rock music is back, except it's not really rock music. It's this overproduced, just awful-sounding drivel, and guys whining because their dad hit them or their girlfriends
really?
Don't like them. It's the direction mainstream
I don't listen
music,
to music radio anymore,
no,
so I don't
you,
know it.
Yeah. Well, the direction mainstream music has taken, it's just just putting out the same old crap with
right.
different names on the CDs and different titles on the tracks. And it's been this way for a while. Independent music is the glimmering ray of hope in music.
Sure.
Because they're not under the thumb of the record companies.
And the internet is helping the independents flourish.
Exactly. The internet is helping the independents get their music out on the airwaves and be heard. Just a small, little-known bands that are putting out excellent, excellent music. Like,
but they're not doing it to make it big, are they? Could they possibly be doing it to get a contract?
Some are, but
all of them.
A lot of bands are just out there making music because they can, they really like it.
And that supports my argument against intellectual property, because a lot of intellectual property supporters suggest that, well, because there's no intellectual... If there was no intellectual property, no one would create anything. Well, the music industry... contradicts that.
Yes,
there's plenty of people that create music without ever expecting to make money. Let's go real quick to George in D.C. George, you got about 30 seconds. What you got in your mind?
I just got on real quick. I was talking about how my friends, why they refused to impeach Bush, basically because we impeached the last one, and they don't want to see us in front of the world impeach another president. And stuff, because right there, how would that look to the rest of the world?
I don't know if that's what they're concerned about. And George, we gotta let you go, but thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I think that the reason why you're not seeing an impeachment is because they're all of the same ilk up there. They're all just having a big old party with your rights and your freedoms, and they're gaining and they're benefiting financially and politically from stripping us of what this country is all about. More Free Talk Live tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Benny in here with you.
And Jason.
And, of course, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We will see you tomorrow night at 8 Eastern.